This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. India has expressed deep concern at the attacks on two vessels, MT Al-Bahia and MT Mombasa, during their transit through the Strait of Hormuz today. The Deputy Chief of Mission of the Embassy of Iran in New Delhi was summoned this morning by the External Affairs Ministry, and a strong protest against those attacks was lodged with him. Both the vessels were carrying 30 Indian seafarers among the combined crew of 46. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that of the 12 Indian nationals on board MT Al-Bahia, one has lost his life and another has been injured. Of the 18 Indian nationals on board MT Mombasa, 9 have sustained injuries, including 2 who are reported to be seriously injured. The ministry extended condolences to the family of the deceased Indian national and wished a speedy recovery to those injured. The Indian mission and post in the UAE are closely monitoring the situation and are in touch with the UAE authorities to ensure all possible assistance to the affected Indian seafarers. The United States launched strikes on Iran for the third consecutive night, marking a new escalation in the resumption of hostilities. The U.S. Military Central Command said it struck areas around Abu Musa, Bandar Abbas, Bushehr, Chabahar, Jask and Konark, targeting Iranian coastal defense systems, missile and drone sites, and maritime capabilities. Iran acknowledged the strikes but did not report any casualties or damage, while it responded with attacks targeting Bahrain, Jordan, and 2 tankers associated with United Arab Emirates traveling through the strait, killing 1 mariner and injuring 8 others. Earlier yesterday, President Donald Trump announced that the U.S. will reinstate a blockade on Iranian shipping in the Strait of Hormuz and impose a 20% charge on cargo transiting the strategic waterway to cover the coast of maritime security. On the other hand, Iran has asserted its authority over the Strait of Hormuz and rejected the U.S. move. India has reaffirmed continued support to the two-state solution as well as to Palestine's membership of the United Nations. Secretary in the Ministry of External Affairs, Supriya Ranganathan, has said that India has been a long-standing partner of the Palestinian people. She said this while addressing the second ministerial meeting of the Palestine Donor Group, PDG, in Brussels yesterday. She underlined India's ongoing developmental assistance, including capacity-building programs and humanitarian assistance to the people of Palestine. Ms. Ranganathan noted that India's projects are demand-driven and largely centered on healthcare, education, capacity building, and vocational training. She also announced several new projects focused on rehabilitation, health, education, and vocational training. The Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement between India and the United Kingdom will come into force from tomorrow. The landmark deal grants Indian export zero-duty access to 99% of tariff lines in the UK market. It reflects the shared commitment of India and the United Kingdom to deepen their strategic partnership and deliver prosperity for their people. India has officially launched its campaign for election as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council for the term 2028-29. Launching India's candidature at the UN headquarters, New York, External Affairs Ministry Dr. Jaishankar said the world is facing growing conflict and instability, making the role of the United Nations more critical than ever. Highlighting India's credentials, Dr. Jaishankar said India has contributed nearly 3 lakh personnel to about 50 UN peacekeeping missions since the organization's inception. If elected, India will serve a 2-year term beginning in 2028. India has previously served 8 terms as non-permanent member of the Security Council, most recently in 2021-22. India's largest global textile event, Bharat Tex 2026, began at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Union Textile Minister Giriraj Singh inaugurated the event. Speaking to media, Mr. Singh said, "Bharat Tex is the vision of the Prime Minister. He said it is now an international event, and every year there has been an increase of exhibitors, buyers, sellers, and visitors." Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today informed that the Rail Bhumi portal will be launched to manage the complete process of land acquisition. Briefing media in New Delhi on the reforms aimed at modernizing Indian railways, Mr. Vaishnaw said this ministry has brought several reforms, including in the construction sector. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.